Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Anyway, we have got our good friend Jason Mackey from the Post-Gazette, who no doubt had a really, really busy day today, Jason. You probably woke up today thinking it was just a normal Wednesday during the season, and next thing you know, you got three stories handed to you.
Yeah, welcome to the journalism business. Not for me, but for anybody listening out there that wonders how the sausage is made sometimes. So I wake up in Jersey and I'm thinking, oh, I got to drive home from Jersey, nice 5.5 hour day, but Matt Bentzel has practice, it's all good. And then that stuff starts happening. I've made stops at an industrial complex in New Jersey, Hamburg, Pennsylvania, and then the Sidling Hill rest stop, and I'm still on my way home from Jersey after leaving at about 9:30 this morning. So it's been an adventure, to say the least.
But you got all your stuff filed, right?
Got everything filed. Tyler will be happy, yes.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I mean, you absolutely had to work hard today. You know, if it would have just been a contract extension or a trade or an injury to the best player on the team, one of those three things would have still forced you to stop and do some work. But all three of them, I mean, and so we'll start with Jim Rutherford. Obviously, this was something that was due. I mean, I know his contract is up at the end of the year. I said at the start of the show, I feel like he's the sort of the perfect general manager for a team like the Penguins that, you know, they are sort of in win now mode for the next couple of years as this group, you know, begins to age. And when I say the group, I mean, the core group of stars that the team is built around. So you got a guy who's a wheeler and dealer, right?
Yeah, and that's what he's supposed to do. And, you know, I do think in saying that, I think Jim needs to be a lot better than he's been lately. Although I would argue that his trades haven't necessarily been the problem. I think the free agent signings have been a little bit worse than the trades. I'm willing to say that the jury is still out on the Derek Brassard thing. You got to get him healthy and all that stuff to see what you really have there. But, yeah, I mean, going back to last offseason, let's say, you know, you bring in Antti Niemi and Matt Hunwick, and I think the Jack Johnson thing has been mediocre at best, probably awful at worst. So I think there's been some moves that have certainly been questionable by Rutherford, but all general managers make these moves. Do I think that Jim is the best general manager for this team or a very good general manager for this team? I do. And I also think that his personality is a nice mix in there. I think this team can sometimes be team serious with Sullivan and Crosby and whatever. And Rutherford provides a nice dose of levity. I know from a media standpoint, he is an absolute treat to deal with. But he's also a very smart hockey man. I mean, he's made some poor decisions recently, and he's getting kind of skewered for them by the fan base, but I wouldn't give up hope just yet.
Well, as he was, and I would agree with you, I think obviously he's the right guy for this job just because he's going to have to make bold moves the next couple of years to keep this team at the top of the league or at the top of the chart, even despite their foul, you know, even their star power. I mean, I think if you really take a look at it, the rest of the league, a lot of these other teams, their younger players have started to catch up, and, you know, some have maybe even passed them by. So it's a great thing. But then as he's announcing that, he announces a trade. I don't know hockey-wise what this trade really does for the Penguins, but I do think that it was Jim Rutherford sort of sending a message to the locker room that, you know, anybody can be shipped out of here at any time, right?
Yeah, I mean, hockey-wise, this might be a gigantic failure. I don't know if I could sit here and make a lot of sense of this trade hockey-wise and explain to you why the Penguins are a better team with, you know, Tanner Pearson than they are with Carl Hagelin. I don't think they are. But if we're going to sort of step out of the hockey mode a little bit, and if this trade does catch Penguins players' attention or they feel like, you know, oh, crap, we better kick it into gear right now, then I think Jim Rutherford will have accomplished his goal. I also think there's the likelihood or the possibility that the Los Angeles Kings were misusing Tanner Pearson and that he might need a center the way the Penguins can provide. You know, he wasn't playing with anybody even close to the caliber of an Evgeny Malkin or even if they get him going with Eric Broussard. So I think there's a lot of unknown with his game. I think they can do some different things with him, and I think the Penguins are very excited to see how they can use him on the left wing. A fast player, not quite Hagelin fast, but he's smart, can skate, good 200-foot game. So I think there's some possibility there. He's just not Carl Hagelin. And so I think unless this really gets the players' attention, I think a lot of people are probably going to be looking at this move kind of skeptically, and I understand why.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at his numbers, I'm talking about Pearson's, there's not a whole lot to get excited about this year. I mean, what he's done this year. But again, you know, maybe a change of scenery. We've seen, you know, some of the guys that have come in here, the change of scenery has done well, you know, for them. So we'll see. They've lost 6 of 7, Jason, and, you know, their one win was impressive from the standpoint of, you know, they dominated Arizona, but, I mean, I don't know how good Arizona is. So they've lost 6 of 7. What can you put your finger on as to the biggest issue that they've got?
Well, Paul, the biggest issue might be the number of issues that they have. You know, it's not the type of thing where they can just say, well, we're just not, you know, we're not getting enough offense. We got to start, you know, shuffling some things and change some things. I mean, there have been games where they're not getting enough offense. That's absolutely true. But there's also been games where they've gotten poor goaltending. There's also been games where they've played poor defensively. You know, and sometimes that's because of effort. Sometimes it's because of not thinking. I would argue that last night was the case where they're not thinking. You know, Chris Letang pinches. They let Taylor Hall, both Dumoulin and Kessel, you know, swarm. I think it was Zajac, and Taylor Hall's left all alone in the middle of the ice for breakaway. I mean, that's, you don't coach that. That's player stuff. Mike Sullivan can't go on the ice and cover Taylor Hall. So, I mean, their issues have just been so widespread. You know, their starting goaltender has not played anywhere near his capabilities. You have a bunch of guys in Cullen, Shane, Russ, Hagelin. I mean, those four combined have 4 goals. They're not getting enough secondary offense. They haven't played particularly well at home. They've coughed up the puck a lot. They haven't played with the puck a lot either because they're turning it over. They're not creating offense the right way. So, you know, there's been a lot of reasons why they've lost 6 of 7. They've come by those losses honestly. So I can't say there's any one thing, but the biggest thing that stands out to me is just there are multiple issues they need to address.
Yeah, I definitely think that there's a lot going on. You touched on the one of the things that people are talking about, but the goaltender is Matt Murray has not been nearly as good as he needs to be, and of course he hasn't played the last 3 games. You expect him to be in the net for their game on Thursday night, right?
I think so. I think this is a clean break, a perfect opportunity to go back to Matt. You know, I think there were some people kind of running with the Casey DeSmith show, thinking that, like, is he the starter? Is he the guy now? And, you know, Casey DeSmith's playing really well. I think he's a perfectly capable NHL goaltender, but he's not going to supplant Matt Murray. And the Penguins aren't going anywhere if they can't get Murray established as their starter. And I know being around this team every day and seeing these guys, and I've seen Matt Murray when he's been really, really up, and I've seen Matt Murray lately when he's been really, really down. And this kid needs a dose of confidence. He needs to come in and play well against somebody. They need to put him in a situation to get him going, you know, and that starts sooner or later. You know, you got to rip the Band-Aid off. And so I think tomorrow he's back in. I would honestly look for him to have a really good performance. I know Tampa is the best offensive team in the league, or tied for the best. But I'm interested to see how much Murray rises to this challenge. I don't think he's been happy sitting on the sidelines the way he's been.
Yeah, no, I would absolutely agree with you. He's the kind of guy that once he sort of gets angry, or whatever you want to call it, he seems to put together a string of really good games. So I'm expecting that to happen. And, of course, that's just sort of how he's been. Last one I have for you, Jason. Are you concerned? How concerned are you with the injury to Sidney Crosby?
Not terribly concerned, Paul. I mean, I saw him in the dressing room last night in Newark, and, you know, he's putting stuff in his bag, and he's talking to people and handling his media stuff, and, I mean, it's not looking any worse for wear. It didn't look like he was in pain. I know some people have kind of gotten worked up about the concussion based on precedent with him, or not even with him, just with the entire team. Mike Sullivan almost always, I want to say always, but I can't say it for a hard fact, they separate concussion from upper body injury. So I can't tell you for sure that he's going to play tomorrow. I think that is legitimately up in the air, but I don't think it's a huge cause for concern. It's a relatively minor injury.
Jason, I really appreciate you taking some time, especially on a really, really busy day. And let's do it again next Wednesday, sir.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Thanks for having me. Have a good night.
All right, that's Jason Mackey of the Post-Gazette. You can find his stuff at postgazette.com, and he covers the team, and he really hustled today to get it covered. Lots of news. We got to get to a break. It's 93.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.